On the show today, we have TransUnion's very own Amy Toman talking about their weekly studies that they do, their weekly surveys that they do. This one in particular is called the New COVID-19 Financial Survey, and some great information in there. And we talked to Amy all about it, so check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have TransUnion's very own Amy Toman. Amy, how are you today?
Hi, great to talk to you. I'm doing pretty well, thanks.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. All things considered, of course.
Yes, of course.
We're getting through it. We're muddling our way through it. Hey, you guys at TransUnion do kind of like a weekly survey, and or just you guys are really good at surveying. So let's just leave it at that. So, but this week has been very interesting because you guys did a COVID-19 financial survey. So can you give us a quick kind of overview, and we'll dive into the weeds a little bit. Just give us a quick overview on why you guys did this and basically what was covered.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, obviously, as everyone is aware, the pandemic's creating, you know, major economic, financial distress for consumers, businesses, everyone. Mm-hmm. So we're doing these weekly studies, actually, to find out the impact of the COVID-19, health crisis, as well as economic crisis on consumers' finances. Mm-hmm. And then we're trying to provide these free insights to businesses, consumers, even the government, to help everybody be more informed and make better decisions during this, you know, unprecedented time. Mm-hmm. And just really come together and support one another, since we are, you know, as cliche as it may sound, we are all in this together. So, you know, we want to help people make more informed decisions.
Yeah, and I think the more information we have, the better off we're going to be. And this information certainly fits the bill here. One of the takeaways that I found in there is consumers expect to be behind more on their bills this week than last week. So, because weren't a lot of bills due like last week, or everything kind of came due last week, I think it was. And now this week is kind of what the reality check of it all. So can you give us on what's, can you expand on this one a little bit?
Sure. So, you know, obviously there are some bills that are always due at the beginning of the month, yep. But billing cycles are different based on, you know, different payment schedules and things like that. But ultimately, this was week three of our study. And so seeing over the course of 3 weeks, the increase in the amount that consumers are expecting to be short on their bills just shows the reality of, you know, how this crisis continues to impact people more and more the longer it goes on. Mm-hmm. You know, in week three, we saw that consumers on average are saying they'll be short about $1,060 for upcoming bills. And so that's increased from $903 about in week one. You know, and so we're really seeing the continued impact as people continue to see, you know, their household incomes impacted, whether through job loss, reduced hours, furloughs, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of financial institutions out there are implementing their skip a pay. You can skip this month mm-hmm. and next month. So I'm hoping that helps out. That kind of helps alleviate some of the bill paying as well for the next couple of months, hopefully. The next one that I found interesting was the stimulus is providing some relief. So explain that, because I guess the major one that comes out, that one's not going to be here for like a few weeks or even a month. So what stimulus or what, where are we with this?
Sure. So I think the real key here is that in week three, this was our first week that we actually even offered the option, because week three was last week for us. We're actually working on week four now. So come back to our website, learn more input about how things have changed over the next week. But ultimately, you know, last week was the first week people were aware that they could choose this option because the government had passed this stimulus package. Mm-hmm. So we included it as one of our options for consumers to choose about how they're going to pay upcoming bills. Of course, as this package has been released, you know, people were really excited that it might provide some short-term relief.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we saw 43% of consumers actually chose that they're going to use the stimulus check from the relief package to pay their bills and loans. You know, of course, that was before we got a lot of details around how this all will work and when exactly those payments will come out. But again, because payment horizons are different, then, you know, people may still be able to pay upcoming bills with that check if they're eligible. Mm-hmm. But it also showed in our survey that people felt like they may have a better sense of what they were going to do, knowing that that stimulus check was coming forward. Yeah. We actually saw people saying that they didn't know how they were going to pay their bills of those impacted, dropped from 22% to 15% in week three. And so, you know, even just knowing that the government and businesses are working to provide some types of options may have just reduced people's you know, thresholds of understanding that they do have more options available to them.
Yeah, can I think kind of reduce that fear a little bit. So,
exactly.
Which is a lot what we're all going through. Because again, like you said, this is uncharted territory. This has never been through this before. So there's really no template. So it's just crazy. Another one was about Gen X. Me, I'm Gen X. All right, finally represented. All this Gen Y and Gen Z stuff, finally.
Maybe not in the way that you want to be, though.
Oh, wait, maybe. Oh, gee whiz. Sorry. I didn't read the second part of the sentence. It's starting to feel the unemployment more. Oh, I shouldn't have read that one. Sorry. Maybe I'll become a boomer or something like that now. No. So yeah, so this one, Gen X, is starting to feel the unemployment more. So this generation, kind of in their peak working years or maybe toward the latter half of it. So what are the details on this one?
Yeah. So, I mean, and I obviously don't mean to be flippant at all about people, you know, having job loss or, you know, their incomes being affected. But what we are seeing is that as time is passing over the weeks of this study and as this crisis, you know, health crisis continues, we're seeing the financial impact grow in Gen X after younger generations like millennials and Gen Z were initially hardest hit in our surveys. You know, our theories for that are that, you know, often gig economy workers and hourly employees, and as well as those who are just not as far into their career, may be the ones that have been laid off or furloughed first. Mm-hmm. But now as we continue through this and businesses are having to evaluate their finances on a more holistic level, they may be, you know, starting to impact the Gen X, you know, respondents more.
Yes,
so ultimately 64% of Gen X respondents indicated that their household income had been affected in week three, which is now on par with both Gen Z and millennials.
Yeah. So what was the latest stat? I think they counted, was it 6.6 million now or unclaimed or whatever the unemployment claims. So yeah. And it's just continuing to go. My hope is that there's going to be, obviously Q2 is going to be dreadful. From what I've heard, a few economists out there, and you guys may have heard the same thing, is that there could be this bounce back in Q3 and Q4. So there's some light at the end of the tunnel. I'm hoping for a lot of these folks who are experiencing being furloughed or laid off or unemployed now. So, oh my goodness. Is there anything else in the survey that we should know about?
Yeah, no, I mean, of course, there's lots of information in the survey. You know, I think a big piece of week three's story was just around that, you know, the number of people impacted was about 3 in 5, which was pretty stable week over week. But really, it's very interesting as we dig into the deeper insights around the generational data, you know, how various programs, whether governmental or whether it's businesses reaching out and offering, you know, forbearance or deferrals and things like that. Just what kind of options are available to consumers so that they know they do have options and they can reach out. Because those people who are still working to build a plan, even in a situation as, you know, unexpected as this one, they're going to be the ones who can continue to work to understand both where they're at with their business partners, as well as how to move forward and what their options are to, you know, just maintain control of their credit health and financial health for the longer term.
No doubt. And it's amazing the stories that you just turn on the news or whatever, or go online and just read the amazing stories out there actually of companies really, I mean, just doing some incredibly giving, generous things for folks out there. Just, I mean, to keep people employed or giving away mass quantities of their products to keep like health workers safer.
Yeah,
and
it's really incredible.
Like that. It's just, I mean, it just gives me goosebumps to see this type of kind of coming together type of thing. So, and I'm, you know, hoping and praying like everybody else is that this ends sooner rather than later so we can get back on track and get moving again. So yeah, so this is great information, Amy. And yeah, we look forward to checking out again next week and the week after. So yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, if you want to find our full study report, you know, we do blog posts and infographics with all of this information each week.
Okay.
It can be found at transunion.com/COVID-19.
Got it. All right. We will put that link in the show notes so folks can get right to it and check it out and get informed even more so.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Amy. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Any final words? Any final words of wisdom here?
No, you know, we just want to help inform consumers and businesses so we can all, you know, get through this together and, you know, make a plan for when we do eventually come out of this situation.
Indeed. Indeed. Look forward to that for sure. All right. Thanks again. Appreciate the time,
Thank
Amy.
You.
Well done.
Have a good one.
You too.